Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. Ohio State men's hoops began March with an 82-74 win versus number 8 Purdue, behind a game-high 21 points from John Mobley Jr. and 20 points from Bruce Thornton, now 30 away from breaking the school's all-time scoring record. Head coach Jake Diebler on his team's toughness in the win.
We've had to make adjustments on the fly, and our guys have stepped up. Now, the game before this, we didn't adjust as well as we had been, but they came out and responded because that's who they are. It's a resilient group. It's a tough group. And we've shown an ability to do that all season long.
CBS Sports has the Buckeyes as a 10 seed in their latest NCAA tournament bracket predictions. NFL Browns acquire Texans starting right tackle Titus Howard for a fifth-round pick. This update is sponsored by High Bank Distillery Co. Locally inspired dishes and award-winning cocktails. Visit highbankco.com to make your reservation. Dine, drink, distill at High Bank.
From Learfield, this is the Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters, a fun casual joint, and brought to you statewide by Encova Insurance and by the American Dairy Association Mideast on the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics. Now, along with Coach Jake Diebler and former Ohio State captain Ron Stokes, here's the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels.
And thanks for joining us for our show this week as Ohio State comes off of yesterday's 82-74 win right here in this building over 8th-ranked Purdue. Jake, thanks as always for your time. And let's begin by something you talked about in your postgame press conference right away, and that was acknowledging and celebrating your athletic training staff and your medical staff for getting everybody ready to that game yesterday.
It's kind of good and bad, I guess, when you celebrate that. But listen, I think we've dealt with adversity, right? And some of that's part of college basketball. But specifically this game, you know, when I left this building the night before, we were anticipating being without a couple guys. And just the time spent to help them, you know, try to be available, and the time commitment from our guys to try to be available, and then to go out and play, you know, it was appropriate to acknowledge all the extra effort and time that went into making that happen.
Coach, when you look at the addition of Tilly, that's obviously a big boost. He didn't play the game before, but Taysom Chapman, in terms of what he's been able to develop and be consistent, how does that help you with getting Bruce Thornton some additional rest? Because I know he's one of the tops in the country in minutes per game.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we've been, right, kind of seeking this consistency, you know, regarding our depth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Taysom has seized that opportunity. Took some time to get there, but what he's done, you know, and it hasn't, right, we can all go back and reference the efficient kind of 10 to 12 point games. He had a few of those, but it's what I'm seeing now is this consistency in really all aspects of his game that are improving. And, you know, there's a case in point, last night, I think he maybe airballed or missed a three badly, a wide open look that he hits probably 8 out of 10 times, goes down, you know, gets a steal, drives and scores. Like, you know, that kind of like moving on to the next play and being impactful was, I thought, just a great sequence for him personally. And, you know, we got confidence in him. He's going to play an important role for us here the rest of the way.
Coaches, you're always teaching, and you made a point there about moving on to the next play. I see a lot of that in freshmen when they dwell on something. So as part of your job as a coach to help guys get better, how do you make sure that they develop and moving on to the next play?
Yeah, we coach in truth, you know, and a lot of times really throughout this season we're coaching regardless of circumstance, right, and just continuing to pour into guys and help them grow individually. And I think you'll see, you know, you're probably watching the game, but like there's a lot of dialogue that I have with players individually. And so, like, I'll walk down the bench and talk to a guy while play is going on and basically, like, staff, you got this part. You know, just because I think that communication's critical. Or, you know, I'm going out in between stoppages of play to talk to a guy and talk about something that maybe happened there. Or sometimes it is, hey, you got to move on. You got to let that go. You know, so that constant communication between me and the guys is really important, I think. You know,
Ron brings up Tayson Chatman. And what's it been like for the adjustment that he's had to go from being on the bench to starting to back being on the bench and providing that lift off the bench you've been looking for?
Well, I think for him and what we talked about is, hey, like you've created this threshold. You've earned this opportunity regardless of starting, not starting. You know, when you miss a high-minute guy like Junie or Devin like we had in a game or Tilly like we had, like you're looking for guys to – like somebody has to play those increased minutes. But Bruce can't really play any more minutes, right? And so Tayson has been a guy where, you know, his minutes went up there for a few games, but you've also seen when we've had, you know, some of these guys back, his minutes have stayed higher. And I think he earned that throughout kind of what he did the last, you know, few weeks. And I'm excited about because it gives him a chance to continue to grow as a you know, young player in terms of experience, right? He's very young in his experience in a college game. So, you know, we're seeing some real growth, which is great.
You know, when you say a young backcourt, people forget that Junie Mobley's only a sophomore.
He is.
He's a sophomore. He's still growing. And then you look at Tayson Chatman, and, you know, with all his injuries, he really hadn't had a lot of major minutes to be out there to be able to grow. But I want to ask about your pace of play. I know when you first took the job, you had a level that you wanted to run and run. Where do you see your team is right now in terms of the level that you want it to be in terms of running?
I think we're at a level where we need to be right now. You know, my DNA and is, you know, a little more up-tempo. I think we're, you know, the last year and this year, we played faster than Ohio State's played in a long time. Certainly opponents, you know, have something to do with your overall tempo. Our offensive tempo is faster than our defensive tempo. We do some things strategically to lengthen, you know, possessions for our opponent. Mm-hmm. So, you know, true tempo can be misleading at times. Right. Our offensive tempo has been good. I think there's times where we're kind of pushing our team. Hey, we get a steal, we get a rebound. We need to run. We need to go. We need to try to get something early. But we got some guys logging some heavy minutes, and I think you got to take that into consideration too. And our depth. I mean, our depth. There's been games where, you know, we needed to walk the ball at the court because we've been missing guys. So it all. It's a little more situational right now than I'd like, Ron, but, you know, we've taken some good steps.
You know, when you think about yesterday's game and having the multiple players in double figures, is that just kind of the right ingredient to be able to get to where you want to get?
Yeah, I think you want that versatility, you know, offensively, because we've seen when we've been missing guys, when teams can try to take, it's easier for teams to take one or two guys out of the equation. When we got everybody out there, we got some versatility in regards to our offensive firepower, and now you're seeing Tayson's ability offensively as he's emerged. Avon's had some good moments there offensively, so I think the more options you have, the harder it is to really key in on one or two guys.
Coach, you've always talked about the emphasis that you have with your players. You'll meet with them one-on-one, talk about specific things with their improvement. What are some of the things you've done with Ivan Yagovin to get him where he's starting to produce more consistently?
Well, I think, you know, providing for him clarity on what impact and winning looks like for this team and his role. And, you know, I'm very transparent with guys. Like, we talk about role definition, and we have conversations about that throughout the year because it changes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his role has changed. And I think, you know, what we've asked him to do and kind of explain to him, this is what success looks like, you know, for you in regards to this team right now. And he's embraced that. And you can coach him hard. I thought he played with great kind of passion and just competitive spirit yesterday. And that's an area we've challenged him in. And he's been, you know, in his kind of per 40 minutes, right, he's been a good rebounder for us. So he's doing some good things. I think he continues to get better the more he's out there. And it's really exciting, you know, about kind of what he can become as a player. But be an important piece here, you know, in the here and now.
If you've got a question for Coach Diebler, you could submit it to our Union Home Mortgage inbox at OhioStateBuckeyes.com. To click on Coach's Show inbox, Union Home Mortgage. Learn about their 1% down payment program at UHM.com, NMLS number 2229. More of today's show presented by Roosters coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
When it comes to your cancer diagnosis, the choice for your care is clear.
And when you choose the James at Ohio State,
you're opting for care from a highly specialized team dedicated to treating one type of cancer, yours.
A team that studies the unique makeup of your disease to develop a personalized treatment plan.
You're choosing our region's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute.
For your cancer care, the choice is clear. The James at Ohio State.
Hey, Ohio State fans, next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
If you are a fighter, Modelo is your reward. So listen close. You stick to your coast at all costs. You never let traffic stop your drive. You aren't just a dreamer. You're a doer. You power through all of life's hills and valleys without hesitation. You're not looking to be discovered. You've already found your place. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. You've earned every last drop of this rich golden lager, so raise it up high. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Modern Office Methods, your authorized Ricoh dealer, can help your business optimize your print production with a competitive advantage. Our digital printing options will expand the type of paper and substrates from what your business can print on today. Add variable data capability, which allows for personalization of catalogs and mailers, and the ability for short-run label printing, which allows your business to print high volumes of custom labels quickly and on demand. Want to learn more? Start with a print assessment at momnet.com. Why risk it? You can count on Mom.
Running around is a requirement on the court, but it shouldn't be the norm for grocery shopping. Get everything in one place at Giant Eagle, with produce delivered daily, meat and seafood expertly cut by our team, and bread and desserts baked in-store. Fresh is our thing. With My Perks Rewards, everyday low prices, and weekly deals, saving is simple. Shop at Giant Eagle, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. For freshness, quality, and savings in one stop, Giant Eagle, because it matters.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. You're listening to the Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Welcome back to our show this week as Ohio State gets ready to go back on the road to play at Penn State on Wednesday and then a home Saturday with Indiana. Time for our Elk and Oak injury report. You talked about all of the work getting guys ready to play yesterday, Jake, but if you would kind of address the players' own individual responsibility and how they embrace that getting ready for yesterday's game.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, just spending extra time in the training room, getting extra treatment, doing things at night when they're back in their apartment, all of that stuff played a factor. We had a couple guys here that felt like they were here all day long, just trying, getting multiple treatments in, trying as hard as they could to get to a place where they were comfortable playing. So we're just really thankful for the commitment that our whole team has shown in just trying to work to be available.
Yeah, are you practicing what you're preaching, Coach? Are you icing this knee
that
you
have?
I had to get on you on the last road trip.
You did. I'm the least of my concerns.
You got a coach
when it comes to injury, but yeah, I'm doing a better job, Ron, since you said something to me of icing. So I'll head there after practice today for you.
Our injury report brought to you by the injury lawyers at Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. It might not be your big concern. I'm sure it is for others, like your players, like your family, like everybody else concerned. However, next subject we'll move on to, and that's the fact that what your team did yesterday in holding off runs from a very talented team toward the end of the game. You've talked a lot about being ready for those kind of runs. Was there a little bit of a different feeling about how your team succeeded in holding off those runs yesterday?
You know, I thought the way we responded in the moment in game was critical. There were two ways. We responded either with some good offense, but we responded with rebounding. We either got rebounds on the defensive side, or we got some offensive rebounds that led to second chance opportunities. So Purdue is an elite rebounding team, and we had more second chance opportunities than they did. We held them to 10 offensive rebounds, and you know, Avon had some great tip outs, and Devin had two like critical offensive rebounds, and so I think that when we're talking about like in game response, you got to go down and execute offensively, right? That's part of it. But then, you know, you can play good defense, and there's been games where we've given up, you know, offensive rebounds that just hurt. And so I thought in this game in particular, in those moments where you know, teams maybe have an opportunity to shift momentum, we stopped it. And certainly as a coach, you can call timeout, and, you know, play calls you make are important. But ultimately, like, the guys out there got to have a big say in that, and our guys did. A big part of why I think we were able to keep them at bay.
Coach, I asked this question post-game yesterday about the advantage you had in free throw shooting your team. 32-10, a lot of that was at the end. But at the half, it was 11 attempted versus their 2 attempted. What have you done with your team to improve that number, and how does that impact the game overall?
Yeah, we've been working on fouling less for an extended period of time. You know, your offense plays a role with how you attack the paint, right, and things like that. They certainly shot a lot of threes, but you know, we didn't put ourselves in rotation as much, and I think that was a factor. We were able to provide some pressure on the ball with better technique, and you know, that was important. And we had a tough ask for some of our big guys to play one-on-one in the post to keep us out of rotation. And so I think there's strategy, but our guys have shown some improvement here lately. But we're certainly doing things strategically to help keep teams off the free throw line.
So when you have a situation, Coach, like Trey Kaufman ran, you made a decision not to double-team him. But at some point, once he gets going, when do you potentially tweak that and make the adjustment?
Yeah, there's multiple factors to consider in that. One is the foul trouble of your bigs, mm-hmm, right? Two is the score. You know, 2 points versus three. Now, we gave him a couple and ones, which
didn't want that.
That was a little frustrating, but at that point, we might as well have doubled. you know, but I think there's a lot of things, time, score. There's so many factors that go into those decisions, and so it's different depending on the circumstance. Could vary depending on, for example, who else is on the floor with him on their side. How much shooting do they have out there? And so you're thinking through those things in real time to make those decisions. And then the other element is, you know, when do you make that change, right, to make sure your whole team is connected? Is that something you can do on a fly? Well, for us, it probably depends who's on the court, right? Sometimes you have to do that adjustment out of a timeout so you can talk through depending on who's on the court. So there's so many different things you have to consider when making that decision there. Do you double? Do you not double? Mm-hmm. We practiced both going into this game, so we knew we were going to need both.
Yeah, and it also, if that center is a good passer or not.
Right? It's yeah, and for him, where he catches it, you know, yeah, which block, like, there's analytics behind all that stuff that you're constantly evaluating to make those real-time decisions.
We'll start with our Union Home Mortgage inbox question. Stanley from Bryan. You're familiar with that neck of the woods.
Yep.
Sunday's game, very physical on both ends of the court. How challenging is it to coach guys on how much they can get away with when there's obvious physical contact that is not being called?
Yeah, well, we talk all the time about, you know, working to be the team that sets the tone, the physicality tone for every game. And I want our guys to always err on the side of being more physical than not, right? And then if you got to make an adjustment depending on how a game is being called, you got to have the maturity to make that adjustment. This was a game where, you know, just in Big Ten play this time of year, you can't play for fouls. You can't, like, you got to play the game true. And, you know, you saw in that game, people tried to flop and, you know, they weren't honoring those. Like, it was like, so it was a physical game. I think we embraced that. We lacked some physicality last game. So that was we had to answer that question. And our guys did. And it's a part of who we are. And we have to do that at a high level all the time.
Coach, when you look at the last four games, your team has faced some pretty good guards. You look at the two guards from Wisconsin, Jeremy Fears, who's leading the nation in assists, and then you talk about Bennett Sturts, and then yesterday you look at Brayden Smith. So how difficult is it to plan for that type of skill set in the backcourt?
It presents a real challenge on your defense because you're talking about some of the best guards in the country, mm-hmm. not the country. So, you know, I think our guys like Brayden Smith, when you look at his stat line, you know, he had 20-7, got a, you know, a little bit late, but I actually felt like we did a decent job on him.
I agree.
You know, and we did some things strategically to try to take him out of his rhythm, but he's, you know, he's going to go down, you know, might end up being the all-time assist leader in, you know,
all of college basketball
history. So, and then you look at those guys you named, I mean, just really, really great guards in this league, and we, I think, have the best. And, you know, so it's important because that's such a critical position in basketball that you make those guys uncomfortable, you make them get to their counters and things like that. You can't let those guys get into rhythm because they're all so good. And we've done a good job, you know, on a lot of those guys in this stretch.
Is there a helpful part of retention for an opponent like Purdue with a guy like Brayden Smith and others that have been there for years as you're planning your strategy?
I think when you look at their team and you look at Trey Kaufman Wren and Fletcher Lawyer and Brayden Smith and the fact that those guys have been together their entire careers, those guys have played in such big time meaningful games, there's certainly, I believe, an advantage in that. And we're trying to build that, right? Like we're trying to build that in our program where you bring guys in and they develop and they build some chemistry and they build, like, you know. And so what they have going for them is a great thing. I think it's why you see the sustained, you know, level of success they've had here recently. They've had a run now of, you know, a handful of years where they got so much familiarity and continuity in their program. It gives you a real advantage.
Coach, what changed in the first half to the second half that led to Devin Roll being more productive scoring-wise?
Got on the glass. You know, we tried to get him going with some action to the paint early. You know, I think he had a turnover there, missed one. He makes most of the time, but the most impressive thing about Devin was he found a way to impact winning. Like he got on the glass, he got to the free throw line. He didn't just kind of, you know, stand and get stagnant. He just went and found a way to impact winning. I thought it was a really mature thing from him. It was impressive because it, you know, you look at, well, he was 2 for 8. Well, yeah, that's okay. He got to the free throw line. He got 9 free throws off. He got 6 offensive rebounds. He had 2 assists. Like, mm-hmm. So he did some really good things for us. There's no question.
We'll talk more with Coach Diebler when we continue with our weekly show presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at SafeLight.com. SafeLight Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Ready?
It doesn't matter if you're playing hard or working hard. Your workout only works out if you recover right. Chocolate milk helps you recover for what comes next. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. From biking to bench presses, milk's protein helps you build lean muscle and gain more from your workouts.
Ready? Recover. Repeat. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Around here, it's all-wheel drive all year round. And Toyota has more all-wheel drive choices than anyone. Now through March 2nd, get 4.99 APR financing on a new 26 Corolla or Corolla Hybrid. Excludes GR and Corolla Cross. Or lease a new gas-powered Corolla LE for $199 a month for 39 months with $36.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS. Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wings sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Forever starts with the perfect diamond. Hi, it's Alex Johnson from The Diamond Seller, and for over 78 years, our family has helped generations of couples celebrate love with brilliance, quality, and unbeatable prices. At Diamond Seller, bigger diamonds and better prices are our promise to you. Whether you're popping the question or upgrading your sparkle, trust the experts. Because diamonds, they're our forte. Visit us at Diamond Seller on Salmo Road or at Easton Town Center and learn more at DiamondSeller.com.
Your home for Ohio State Athletics, The Fan. Now back to the Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. The team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
The Roosters Foundation helps raise over $1 million each year for local charities and organizations and is the official wing sponsor of your Ohio State Buckeyes. The Roosters Foundation is donating $25 for every foul shot the Buckeyes make at home this season to the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio, providing support and opportunities to families and individuals living with Down Syndrome. The Roosters folks have the naming rights for our coaches show, and Nicole Cox from Roosters texted this morning and said that she could not be here, but said to congratulate you on a big win.
Well, thank you. We're big Roosters fans in our house. And so, that means a lot because we pick up food from there quite a bit. It's hard to get the whole family, there, but that's a regular in the Diebler house for sure.
Favorite sauce?
I like to blend a couple, like medium and barbecue together, kind of just,
Sounds
it's more my speed. So, but I'll do boneless, I'll do traditional, it's all good. It's all good there for sure.
Ditto. We agree. We'll start with more of our Union Home Mortgage inbox questions. Dave and Bexley saying congratulations on a win. With so much emotion following a great win, how much attention getter was Penn State's win over Iowa as you get ready to go to State College?
Yeah, listen, I think there's this time of year, life in the Big Ten, you can't spend time, right, soaking up wins. You can't spend time dwelling on losses. Like, you got to move on quickly. And every team this time of year is fighting for something, whether it's, seeding in the Big Ten tournament, postseason play, there's something. So you got to expect everybody's best shot. You saw what Penn State was capable of, beating a good Iowa team there. We've seen them, playing some good basketball here recently. And, all our focus right now is playing our best against Penn State. That's it. Yesterday's over. Today it is about Penn State and getting ourselves ready to play our best on Wednesday at their place, and they'll be fired up for the Buckeyes to come in, so it'll be a good hostile environment.
Well, the last two games, obviously including the one against Purdue, then you look at Wisconsin, coach, defensively probably two of your better defensive games from beginning to end. So how do you use some of that when you're preparing for the next game, just to show how to at what level you guys want them to play at?
Yeah, well, we're always using film to show, you know, things we did wrong and need to get better at, and then using film to validate when we did do it right, what it looks like, and the outcomes, right, of the difference in those. So we're win, lose, like we're all right now, everything we're doing is still teaching. We're still trying to help guys. We got a lot of young players who are playing meaningful minutes. They got to keep getting better each and every day. It helps when you got your kind of full group together because you get to actually practice some things. But, you know, we got to keep getting better. And we want to be a team that's on the rise. And I feel like we're doing that. Last night was kind of a culmination of you seeing that on both sides of the ball with us having everybody available.
You know, Ron brings up defense. Second half perimeter defense yesterday, was that as good an indication of how you can play on the perimeter on that side of the ball?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. You know, they were 3-for-15 from three. That was important. You know, I think we saw some good presence on the ball. We communicated some coverages well. But it's all connected, right? Your interior and your perimeter defense, it's got to be connected. The communication involved in that is really important.
Is that where that involves all the switching that can go on?
Yeah, we utilize switching as a tool to take teams out of action, prevent from getting in rotation. You know, we have an ability to switch at times and not switch other times, and we can base that on our personnel. We can base that on the opponent's personnel. All of that stuff is a factor.
Coach, from our perch, we don't always get the first indication of why there's a delay, and especially dealing with the officials. There was something in the second half, and I believe it involved Bruce Thornton.
Yeah, he got run over.
Yeah, he got ran over. We saw that. So initially we thought there was a challenge, but later we found out from Gary Pettit that it was an appeal to view whether there was anything beyond just a regular
normal basketball
play.
So we sought out a review because he got leveled.
Yeah, he did.
They did not determine that it was enough to upgrade it to a flagrant foul, so that's why nothing happened. They couldn't go back and call the foul that they missed, but if it was upgraded to a flagrant or if like a hook and hold, you can go back and get that.
So that led to him falling, and I believe the foul was called on him because the player tripped over him, I believe.
But I think that was that the same player or a different one? Bender fell over.
Okay. Yeah, but still, he got leveled. So.
Yes. Yeah. But we still had our challenge.
Because that was an appeal versus challenge.
Correct.
Because you can't challenge.
But you lost the timeout there.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Gotcha. When you think about all that Bruce Thornton has to carry and the load he carries, maybe what he does defensively doesn't get talked about enough, especially with the guys he had to guard yesterday. That had to be just as impressive as anything else.
Yeah, it's part of why I think he's one of the absolute best guards in the country. His offensive numbers pop off the page, but he's also guarding the other team's best offensive perimeter player really night in and night out for significant stretches. And he's a complete player, and it's his competitive nature, his ability certainly, but he's got a great basketball IQ. It's really what's, in my opinion, what's part of, you know, makes him really, really special is his ability to play on both sides of the ball at a high level.
You know, it's one thing for you to say that about your own point guard, but when you hear some of the legendary coaches talking and praising Bruce Thornton, Tom Izzo's one of them, Coach Underwood at Illinois, and then Matt Painter, what does that also mean to Bruce Thornton when you hear your competition speaking that way about you?
Yeah, well, it's great for him to, you know, kind of be acknowledged in a way that he deserves. And I know they recruited him and wanted him because I was the one recruiting him, you know. And so all of what, you know, Coach Painter said is real. Like, they did. They went after him. But it's one thing coming from me. Right, but then you hear it from your competition. I think that just validates, you know, what we've been saying and what you've been seeing for us who get to see him every single day. When people on the outside get to, you know, say things like that, it helps validate and give him the recognition he deserves.
Is the kind of young man he is to just help add to all of that?
Yeah, it's what really, you know, again, he's a complete package. You know, a just special person off the court. You know, you trust him. You like, I'd trust him watching my kids. Maybe not all of them at the same time, but like, and maybe the older ones, not quite the younger ones. But he's that type of young man.
Yeah.
You know that you just He's a great, as great of a player as he is, he's that great of a person, and it makes it a real joy to coach.
Coach, I hear you talk about the standard that you want here at Ohio State, the winning, the toughness, and so forth. So when you look at what Coach Izzo has done and what Coach Painter has done, like, I know you guys got mutual respect, but just talk about what they've done. Like, it's not easy to win, and they've done it for a long time.
Yeah, and I think you see what they've built, and you see, like, you know, you look at what Painter's done, and he overcame some adversity in some years there. Yeah. And so it's hard to build programs. It's hard to build sustained success. And it's different now than it was back then. But that's what we want to build here. And that's what we're fighting towards. And I think, you know, you got two programs that we just went toe-to-toe with. And you didn't look out there and say, like, well, you know, Ohio State wasn't the tougher team, or Ohio State didn't have enough fight. Like, we had that. And I think that's a threshold we have to always have. It's a marker for us as we're building this. And that's part of the standard you're talking about in this program. It starts with toughness and fight and competitive spirit. And then the other stuff, you know, comes on top of it. So, when you look at going on the road to Michigan State, being down important pieces and the fight and toughness our team showed there to put us in position. Now, again, no moral victory. We didn't get the job done. Then you go up against a Purdue team who's, you know, one of the best teams in the country, and you show that fight and toughness, and I think it does say something about, you know, the standard in our program.
We'll talk more with Coach Diebler when we continue with our show, presented each week by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Buckeye fans, choose chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged for a smoother finish. It's got that crisp, refreshing taste that makes those moments when you choose to rise above the noise and choose chill even better. Coors Light is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics, so crack one open and take a sip. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Beer.
Hey, Ohio State fans, are you looking to score big with your home equity? Union Home Mortgage will help you unlock the value of your home and fund the promises you've made to yourself and your family. If you need to pay off debt, have home improvements, or whatever your family needs are, visit UHM.com and score financial freedom with Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender, and MLS number 2229.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. Bottle home and business insurance? You want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you're here, you understand what it means to be a Buckeye. And at Elk and Elk, we're proud to wear scarlet and gray every Saturday. Every client, every day, means if you're ever injured, we're proud to stand with you in court. And when you're here at the Shoe, we're proud to stand with you and cheer on the Buckeyes.
Whether we're here at the big game or in court, we are committed to you.
Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan.
Your home for Buckeye basketball. This is the Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. The team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Union Home Mortgage is the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Learn about their 1% down payment program at UHM.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 2229. Welcome back to our show this week with Ohio State head coach Jake Diebler. We'll go back to our Union Home Mortgage inbox questions. Martin from Ottawa asking about what did having Christoph Tilley available yesterday allow your team to do that they were unable to do Wednesday at Iowa?
Yeah, well, it gives us an additional playmaker. And now I know you're saying, well, playmaker, coach, he didn't register an assist. Well, you know, getting the ball out of a double team or getting the ball out of the guard's hands when they commit to a guy who can pass, that maybe make the pass that leads to the assist or drive and you know, get to the free throw line, stuff matters. And obviously it's rebounding with the size. But the biggest thing for us offensively is – you know, he's been an integral part of our offensive scheme, and his playmaking ability has been important. And we missed that at Iowa. You know, no excuse, right? But there's a reality to this. We had to make some adjustments and do some things, and we were better in the second half offensively against Iowa than we were in the first half. So I think that's the biggest thing, you know, offensively. Mm-hmm. His size defensively and rebound ability is another thing as well.
And it's just another thing, Coach, that the opposition has to prepare for.
Yeah,
he has the ability. You're right. He didn't register assists, but he's out there as an offensive threat, though.
Yeah, yeah, and he makes other players better offensively too when he's out there.
Is his ability to put the ball on the floor and drive kind of unique for somebody that size?
Yeah, I mean, how many 7-footers have we gotten to see this year that can do that? Right, like there aren't very many guys who can do that. So, and again, it may be him driving, kicking, and that forces a guy, and then that guy makes a pass to the open guy, right? Because he forced some help and he can read the 2-on-1. So, it's an important part of our offense. Certainly, we've missed him when he's not out there. We've had to find other ways to manufacture offense, which we can. But I prefer to have him out there.
I understand.
Yeah, for those that are that tall and who can put the ball on the floor, they're not in college that long.
No, they're not. Yeah, you can see those guys on the late night.
I like.
Yeah.
You've talked about developing players, and with a young guy like Amari Bonham, who had that big three-pointer in the left corner yesterday, is that something that's always kind of been part of what he's brought, or has that been skill that he's further honed as he's been here?
He's worked really hard to develop, you know, consistency with that, and I think we're seeing that as the years progress. We're seeing more and more consistency. Big-time shot, big-time pass.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, in real time, I felt like we passed up a layup, but they were, like, you know, their help was flying at Taysen under the rim, and he just made a poised play, showed great trust in you know, the system and the spacing, and Amari stepped up and hit a big-time shot. So he's worked really hard at that, though. You know, he spends a lot of time on his skill, and we're seeing that, you know, the benefits of that.
Yeah, I thought your team was really connected offensively. A little surprised that there was only 9 assists as compared to normal games.
Well, I think some of that was getting to the free throw line.
Yeah.
And you know, the other part of that was we had the ball moving, and it sometimes that led to a guy mm-hmm. going to get an advantage to make a one-on-one right. play. You know,
so it's kind of misleading. Because
I think in this particular, there have been games where we've gone on and said, hey, we don't have enough assists. I didn't feel like that was the case live in this game. I felt like our ball movement and our cutting and things was better. And I think, you know, probably getting to the free throw line as much as we did took away, you know, maybe 3 assists, 3-4 assists too.
In a game where your rotation was pretty short, still able to do what you wanted to do with get Bruce Thornton off the floor at different times?
Well, I mean, he almost played 38 minutes. So I don't know how much we, you know, but we were able to get him a couple breaks around media timeouts to lengthen the period of rest. We've really tried to utilize. I've talked about that before, and same thing with Junie as well.
Yeah, and that goes into what we said a little earlier. When they play better, meaning the rotations in. And that's Taysen Chapman and Gabe Cups and obviously John Mobley Jr. That allows you to rest him a little longer versus being forced to put him back in.
Yeah, and I think, you know, having having our kind of full team out there and allowing guys to play their more natural positions gives it's all connected, right? And listen, you need guys to step up. They got to be versatile enough to slide around because, you know, but we didn't have a lot of foul trouble, especially in our backcourt, right? So that played a factor. So there's a lot of things that go into it, but I think, you know, we still got to be able to get them a couple minutes, but this is the time of year, right, you build and you work for to be able to play extended minutes. And he, you know, if he needs a blow, he tells me. It's really that simple. And then there's times where every once in a while I got to step in and be like, hey, man, we're going to get you, like, a minute, all right? And so we have that kind of dialogue and communication. It's been good.
You mentioned guys sliding around. Are we seeing, especially on the defensive end, and yesterday maybe a good example, some of the anticipation, especially with passing lanes?
Yeah, we want to be aggressive. We didn't get a ton of steals, but I thought like there were times in the game where we were able to provide better ball pressure. We got to get some other guys that got to improve in that and keep getting better and doing it without fouling. But, you know, we've had higher steal games, but I thought we were disruptive in some of our coverages more that maybe actually resulted in steals.
Coach, you look at everything when you go back and watch a game. Paul and I were talking about this during the broadcast. It seemed like Devin Roll, sometimes he forgets that he has a spot and will jump up. How do you help him with that? Because after made baskets, you can move, right? But there were times when they had a spot, and he was jumping, and I don't know if you're allowed to do that.
You got a box that you kind of got to stay in, right? But we've talked about, you know, he's even dating back to last season, he's been a guy who's done a good job taking the ball out of bounds.
With his height. And
got good size, good length. You know, and at times he doesn't necessarily cover as much ground on the baseline as I would like, but I trust him, you know, in that situation, and he's proven that, and he's earned that, and you know, if the other thing is, once it gets in bounds, if the ball gets back to him, he's got great size, he can make free throws, you know, to pass out of traps or when he gets fouled, go down and step up. So he's, you know, but it's, I called him over during a game one time, and we literally drew up like, hey, like, you got to cover a little more ground on the baseline, you know. But it's hard. It's like one of the hardest things, you know, you got to get the ball in bounds. And that guy taking the ball out of bounds is a really critical spot. And we got confidence in him to do it, and he's done a good job with it.
We'll talk more with Coach Diebler when we continue with our show, presented each week by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. SafeLight Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at SafeLight.com. SafeLight Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
When it comes to your cancer diagnosis, the choice for your care is clear.
And when you choose the James at Ohio State,
you're opting for care from a highly specialized team dedicated to treating one type of cancer, yours.
A team that studies the unique makeup of your disease to develop a personalized treatment plan.
You're choosing our region's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute.
For your cancer care, the choice is clear. The James at Ohio State.
Hey, Buckeye fans. Are you thinking of consolidating your debt with a home equity loan? Union Home Mortgage wants you to know the average homeowner has over $200,000 of home equity available, and they can help you get access to your money quickly and easily. Go to UHM.com to get your cash estimate today. You'll score financial freedom with Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 2229.
At Ohio State, we are the never afraid to innovate teams, the agile, get it done teams, the achieve more together teams, and the improve people's lives teams. Together, we are the Ohio State University.
Learn more about Ohio State at osu.edu/impact.
For over 37 years, Buckeye Nation has known Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse for serving the best steaks in the city. Our thick-cut, aged steaks are a staple in Columbus, with three locations in Upper Arlington, Dublin, and downtown. And just like the Buckeyes, we strive for excellence and an experience like no other. Hyde Park is proud to introduce the newly added wine room at our downtown Columbus location, where a new elegance in dining surrounds you, creating the ideal setting for any occasion or the perfect night out. Hyde Park is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Around here, it's all-wheel drive all year round. And Toyota has more all-wheel drive choices than anyone, like the best-selling Camry. Now through March 2nd, get 4.99 APR financing on a new 26 Camry. Or lease a new Camry LE for just $279 a month for 39 months with $3,699 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS. Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizza, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The fan, Ohio sports destination. You're listening to the Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeyes are known for paying it forward. That's why Buckeyes Care strives to serve the betterment of our community by positively impacting families across Ohio. Join partners American Electric Power, Kroger, Donato's, the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the James Cancer Hospital, Huntington Bank, and WBNS-TV in Columbus, and supporting this cause at OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeyes Care. And welcome back to our show with Ohio State coach Jake Diebler. The Buckeyes get ready to play Wednesday at Penn State and home Saturday with Indiana. We'll go back to our last Union Home Mortgage inbox question, and always interesting when the questions come and you kind of know what the answer is going to be. Cam in Mount Gilead. Coaches always say they're only focused on the next game, but how much do you read or listen to any of the tournament experts as far as where they think your team stands, and does it put any additional pressure on you or your players?
Listen, I don't know that any outside anything can put more pressure on me than I put on myself, and with where we're, you know, where we're trying to get this program to. So, but there is an awareness, certainly, of what's going on this time of year because you grew up in the sport and you know what this time of year means. Our biggest thing now, we had a big time win yesterday that we need to focus on what we can control. That's been our message this whole time. You know, we got to be our best, you know, for our next opponent. And how do we get to that point? Sometimes we got to take extra time off because we're banged up. Other times we need a little extra preparation. It's just figuring out those things. That's a day-to-day, right, thing for us. But, yeah, you can't pretend like it doesn't exist. Right. That's not reality. But, no, we can't focus time and attention on that because we got to focus our time and attention right now on Penn State. That is the truth. But we know it's out there. Like, understand that. We embrace that. Like, you're at Ohio State, and pressure is a privilege. And, you know, so – bring it on is kind of my, but not every player handles that the same way either. And I think that's part of your job as a coach is to help figure out what your team needs, you know, in that regards. But I want our guys, I want our staff, I want everybody focused on what we can control. And right now that is getting ready to play Penn State on the road. That's it. That's our focus.
Coach, there's so many things that you got to look for and watch over as a coach. Social media. And how do you work with your players and helping them navigating around that? And part two of that question is, I know the mobile phone, Skip gets on me. He gives me rules. I can't have that phone on at certain times during the broadcast. Yeah.
And you want to know how many times he follows those rules, Jake?
Is this where you guys got to stop trying to get me in the middle of this stuff, man.
Yeah, yeah. So just tell us what's your policy. I know, like, during meetings, you can't have the phone on the table. Just explain, like, what are your rules?
Yeah, well, we're not sitting watching film with, you know, guys have their phones in their pockets and stuff like that, right? We leave our phones in the locker room, and when we go about our business, they're in their lockers, and we're focused on our business. I encourage guys, you know, to to avoid social media, because I think social media oftentimes is extremes, and it works both ways, positively and negatively. And so, you know, the reality is what I'm trying to get our guys to understand, because everybody thinks, well, that stuff doesn't bother me. Well, that's not true. You know, if you just continually flood your mind with extremes, it will have an impact on you. It impacts everybody differently. So I encourage guys to stay off it, you know, stay away from it. Win, lose, like, just leave it be. Focus on what you can control. Come to this building with a clear mind. Our mentality and approach collectively needs to be one that we are fighting with all our toughness and energy every single day to win the next game. And I believe social media prevents you from doing that at your highest level. So we have outlets and tools and things at our guys' disposal to help navigate that space. But we talk about it openly and talk about just the power in avoiding or limiting is probably the more realistic, right, avenue, limiting just your time on those things.
Good approach, because you might look at it and see that you're dead. Or you're dying, like some of us did.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that. I thought you were about to tell something about me. I was like,
No. If we get back from Ann Arbor, Ron texts me the next morning. Paul, they're saying you died. Anyway, if you...
Speaking of the fact that you are still alive.
But right? Thank you. And I'm glad you appreciate that.
Congratulations is owed to you.
Me?
Recently announced that you will be inducted into the Ohio Basketball Hall of Fame. This summer.
Well,
so how about that?
I didn't know the secret was out. Well, thank you.
But, you know, that's a pretty special honor.
Everybody else was ineligible. So
he's a privilege to work with, man.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Yes, he is.
Well, thank you, Jake. I appreciate that. That'll be the first Saturday in June, I think, is when that's going to happen. And we can thank Bill Hoskett. He was a big stumper for all of that. So
that's awesome. Well, you deserve it.
So. Well, thank you. You know,
regardless of who was available or not, all right, you deserve it.
Well, thank you. If you would, and I know you do such a great job of acknowledging the fans and everything, how about the way the storming of the court was orchestrated yesterday?
It was great. That's how it should be done. Protect both teams and then go celebrate a little bit. So I thought our staff did an unbelievable job. It was awesome. Glad we got to do it.
Well, thank you for your time, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the airport tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. That's Ohio State head coach Jake Diebler. And thanks for listening to today's show, presented by Roosters and brought to you statewide by Encova Insurance and by the American Dairy Association Mideast. Join us Wednesday night as Ohio State plays at Penn State. Our pregame coverage begins at 6:45. For Skip Mossick, Cole Bartimus, Ron Stokes, and Coach Jake Diebler, this is Paul Keels. Thanks for listening to the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.